You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
My cup. Pink via deckel muss es sich klein verwehen top. Geht mir kein Sach mit die Rock.
Hey everyone, welcome to Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. I'm your host, Judy Gold, and today's rant is full of ranting. That's all I have to say. Okay, so we have a lot to talk about. First of all, thank you to everyone who came to my shows this week. I was at the Fat Black Pussycat Lounge, which is part of the Comedy Cellar, last night, Sunday. Oh, I'm recording this on Monday. Last night, Sunday at 5 o'clock. I did a show at 5 o'clock and it was great. It was packed. It was sold out. I got to tell you, 5 o'clock show and then you're free for dinner. I went out with the kids. This is fantastic. I am definitely getting older. I'm old, but I had so much fun. So thank you to everyone for coming out. And I should say happy Easter to everyone. So yesterday was Easter. Happy Easter to everyone. I know it's a whole holy week. I know that because I did grow up in, and I went to public school, and I grew up not in a Jewy community, you know, So I know about Easter. And the fact that, I mean, there's two things I would like to say about Easter. Number one, this year, Easter fell on March 31st, okay? And every other year, it's the last, I think it's the last Sunday. Is it not? Let's see. When does, I'm looking this up. Easter, when does Easter fall? When does Easter fall? I'm just going to look this up for next year. Easter fall the same time every year. Is Easter always in March or April? Easter is a movable feast, so it doesn't happen the same date from year to year. It's in the Gregorian calendar, and it's always observed on a Sunday between March 22nd and April 25th. So you go by the Gregorian calendar, Gregorian. The Jews, we go by the lunar calendar, the moon calendar. So here's the situation. This year, it fell on March 31st, which every March 31st is trans day of visibility. It's the trans day of visibility on March 31st. Okay? And these fucking fucks, these racist, these... But I'll not call them racist. I'll call them, even though I think, whatever. These homophobic, anti-LGBTQ plus Republicans are complaining that Biden acknowledged Trans Day of Visibility on Easter Sunday. Okay? So let's review. Since everyone seems to be not that smart, okay? That Trans Day of Visibility is March 31st. Easter this year landed on March 31st. Next year, Easter will not be on the Trans Day of Visibility. So shut the fuck up with your hate. And it's Easter. It's Easter. It's a holy day. And you're already hating on people. Like, this is what, okay, so then let's take this a step further and discuss the Trump Bible. What, how can you look at that grifty bullshit of Trump's Bible? I mean, at some point go, you know what? I'm out. I'm out. I'm done. I can't do this anymore. I was MAGA. I drank the Kool-Aid, which was probably diluted because he's so fucking cheap. But anyway, you know, at some point, do you say, all right, yeah, this is kind of, I just don't, like, that's what I don't understand. That's what I don't, do you, I mean, you must agree with me that it's so ridiculous. And yet, these people are hooked. It's crazy. Okay, so that's that. I remember in you know, when he first started, when he first ruined everything in 2016, and then it was like, and we were always like, do you remember you were always like, oh, okay, this is it. No, you know what? There's no way. There's no way this can continue. That's it. And it's never it. It's never it. I don't understand. Speaking of which, Aileen Cannon, you know, the she is the whatchamacallit, the judge who has been very favorable to Trump during the many thousands of documents that are classified that he hid and moved and didn't tell anyone he had. She said that finally, but who the fuck knows, you know, she said that she doesn't want to be taken for a fool. This, you know, she doesn't want her court used. I'm paraphrasing that. Yeah, that she, you know, she doesn't, she kind of sees what they're doing and she doesn't want to be. So now she doesn't want to be taken for a fool. So now the trial is set for June 3rd, 2024. I don't know what that means as far as, because everything takes forever and he delays. But so that's it. So he will have something, you know. This will be going on, and these fucking people will still be walking around with their stupid fucking MAGA flags. And the Transgender Day of Visibility is something that the Trump campaign, well, Republicans in general, are taking aim at our president for. But yet this fucking asshole is a felon, a sexual predator, a grifter, a liar. And next week on my podcast, Tristan Snell, who wrote the book, How, what is it? Where is my book? It's in the other room. How to Take Down Trump. I'm going to look up the name of the book right now because you know what? I can't remember anything. You know what I'm talking about? Because I'm old. So he wrote the book, Taking Down Trump. And we had such a great conversation. You're going to be so excited. And he took down Trump in the Trump University thing. It's so fascinating. It's so fascinating. So that's next week. But I'm just saying, what is happening? And the fact that we have to relive this campaign, this between Biden and this motherfucker, is I can't. I can't. I just can't. Hey, everyone. I love our sponsor, Fast Growing Trees. I don't know if you've noticed when we show the clips of the podcast that I have a new best friend in my office named Avi. And where did I get Avi? At Fast Growing Trees. Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the United States with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the United States of America. And I am a happy customer.
I love walking in this room and seeing my fig tree, Avi. I talk to Avi. I love it. It makes me happy. And you need plant life in your house. And I have another plant on my piano in the other room. I'm just telling you, it makes your home so much more of a home. So thank you to Fast Growing Cheese. They have everything you could possibly want. They have fruit trees, they have palm trees, they have evergreens, they have houseplants, and so much more. And I'm in an apartment in New York, okay? I don't even have a yard outside. And it's changed my life. Do it. Go to Fast Growing Trees. And whatever you're interested in, they have it. They have the perfect fit for your climate, for your space. You can call them and ask them how to take care of your plants. They have so much information. And it's so easy to order online. Your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. They have a 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee. They have free plant consultation forever. Forever. And I have a new best friend, Avi. I love you, Avi. So do it. You don't need a yard. You don't need a lot of space. You just need to make your home a beautiful place. And that's where Fast Growing Trees comes in. This spring, Fast Growing Trees has the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code JUDYGOLD at checkout. JUDYGOLD at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code JUDYGOLD at checkout. fastgrowingtrees.com, code JUDYGOLD. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. Do it. You're welcome.
I also wanted to talk about the Ronna McDaniel situation. Now, Ronna McDaniel, as you know, was the head of the RNC, like a niece of Mitt Romney, liar, MAGA, spreading conspiracy theories, lying, threatening journalists. And then MSNBC hired her, or NBC hired her as, you know, one of those talking heads. And then everyone revolted, starting with Chuck Todd. But if you missed Rachel Maddow's opening of her show on not this Monday, not April 1st, but the week before, it's fascinating. It's just fascinating. And it's really about how the fact that Trump is so dangerous because he has this established Republican Party behind him. All the other grifters who tried to, you know, turn this country into a dictatorship, all these fuckers who've been trying to do this for years and years and years, had their own crazy party that no one took seriously. But now our Republican Party has embraced this fucking piece of shit. Okay? All right. Then I would like to, I don't know if you know this. I've got a lot of information for you today. Listen to this. This is from the Bulwark newsletter. Okay? This made me just, I can't even. Okay. And by the way, Mitt Romney is retiring from the Senate. He's resigning, and he's joining the Biden administration as a special presidential advisor for Russian and Ukrainian affairs. Okay? So there you go. There's a Republican who is working in a Democratic administration, and that's the way it should be. But listen to this. In a major surprise in the battle over Ukraine funding, House Speaker Mike Johnson, who I fucking hate, his facial expressions during the State of the Union address were beyond ridiculous. But anyway, he stopped outside church after attending Easter Sunday services in Shreveport, Louisiana. I'm sure I said that wrong, but I've seen that name of that. Yeah, Shreveport, whatever. To read a statement, here's the statement. After praying on it, I've decided to bring the Ukraine aid package to the floor of the House as soon as we reconvene in a week. Moses stepped up to confront tyranny in his day, and I'm going to follow his example. We can't sit on our hands and just offer thoughts and prayers as brave men and women fight for freedom. Really? After praying on it? And then comparing yourself to Moses? What the fuck is going on? What is going on? Separation of church and state, people. Separation. Separation. I can't with this. I prayed on this. Just say, I did my due diligence. I thought about it and I prayed on it. And I'm now, I'm Moses. No. N-O spells no. Oh, I just can't stand it. I just can't stand it. I just, whatever. So there we are. We're turning into a Christo-fascist nation with our Jesus commercials and our constantly talking about the Bible, selling Bible. It's mind-boggling. I don't know if I mentioned I'm Jewish. Thank you. Can you imagine if the Jews were doing that? If the Jews were like, any Jewish people in the government were like, you know, after reading the Torah portion this week and really studying what Moses went to when he gave the tablets back, they would all be, forget it. They would be like, who is this Jew and what? No. They would be calling about separation of church and state, okay? If any other religion did it. It's fucking nuts. Okay. Let's talk about, I mean, I feel bad about the bridge collapse. That is, can you imagine? The other thing is, can you imagine, I mean, those poor workers. I mean, thank God if it was going to happen, it happened when there weren't a lot of people on the bridge. But can you imagine if that bridge was full of cars? Awful. Just, I don't know. The whole thing is just crazy. So I don't live in Baltimore, so I don't know about the Francis Scott Key Bridge, but I'm sure it's hell going to work or wherever you have to go. I mean, that's a long ass bridge. So shut up. This is what I can't stand. Do you understand, people living in New York City? And I mean, I love living in New York City, but this kind of shit is so annoying. This beeping, and it's someone sitting in their car and they're bothered by something. So they're going to keep beeping their horn because someone's not doing what they want when they want it done. Okay, so now I'm just letting you know, sound-wise, that is the street cleaner. So the street cleaner is coming and some car doesn't want to move for the street cleaner. So the street cleaner has to beep. That's why we have alternate side of the street parking. I don't know if you people in other areas know about alternate side of street parking. Boy, that came out bad. Alternate side of the street parking. But what happens is in New York City, they clean the streets, quote unquote. And so what happens is all cars have to be on one side of the street. There's no parking on a certain side of the street on Mondays and Thursdays. And there's no parking on a certain side of the street on Tuesdays and Fridays so that the street cleaner can go through. They hardly, I mean, it's like once every few weeks they come through. So you literally have to get out of the car. You have to go, if you're parked on a Monday, Thursday, and it has times between 9:30 and 11, say you get a parking spot there at 9:30 on Monday, you have to move your car, either double park on the other side of the street or go find another spot, which is beyond futile. There's no other spots. And I've had to do this through my entire adult life when I parked on the street. And please, garages are like $600, $700. Okay. And I, you know, you sit in the car for an hour and a half, and then not even an hour and a half, after an hour, you jump over to the other side of the street and then sit in the car. You have to sit in the car. You can't leave the car by itself. So you literally have 90 minutes twice a week where you have to sit in your fucking car. And I remember years ago, this girl used to practice her flute in her car. I'm not kidding. I used to read. People used to get out and like just stand on the corner and be like, hey, how you doing? Like it was like a little coffee clutch. It's crazy. Okay. So that's what it's like street parking in New York City. Okay. Back to whatever I was talking about. Oh, the bridge collapse. Terrible. Just terrible. Yeah. Infrastructure, baby. Infrastructure.
Hey, everyone. You know what I just did? I tore, I poured, and I enjoyed a packet of Liquid IV because I love Liquid IV. Liquid IV is a major part of my life. And I just worked out with my trainer and I had a delicious lemon ginger Liquid IV. That one has a little extra. That has a little green tea in it, and so that's a little caffeinated. So I enjoy that because I needed it today. And you know, it's getting warmer out, and what does that mean? Summer. Oh God, please come. It can't come soon enough. And that means you have to hydrate. And that's what Liquid IV does. It hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. And it has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in one little stick. And that's why Liquid IV is the number one powered hydration brand in America. Okay? And I love it. I use it every day. Ben's basketball team uses it. It is a science-backed formula that works. It keeps you hydrated. And they have sugar-free. They have sugar-free packets in white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and lemon lime. Okay? I didn't do the sugar-free. Okay. But Elisa does the sugar-free. So what are you going to do? You're going to stay hydrated because it's very, very important. And Liquid IV has been a longtime sponsor, and I love them. And they are a quality product. And this is what you're going to do. You're going to turn your turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code JUDYGOLD at checkout. That's JUDYGOLD. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code JUDYGOLD, JUDYGOLD, can't even say my name, at liquidiv.com. Got it? You're welcome.
Now I would like to discuss the NCAA tournament. As a basketball mother, I feel like I am I really feel for the kids, you know, because of Ben. And I feel for, you know, when they lose, and I know how much this means to them. But my favorite part of the NCAA tournament, and here's the thing, the finals are on, the semifinals are on Saturday, and then I think the finals are on Monday. So the semifinals Saturday, I will be in Bloomington, Indiana, at the Comedy Attic, which is a great club, so get your fucking tickets for that. This Saturday. But my favorite thing about the NCAA tournament is when they sing One Shining Moment at after the tournament's over, that the editors put clips together, including that game, the game that they just watched, and they put in a montage to One Shining Moment of all these major, these major shots, and why can't I talk? I got to take Prevagen. And so you see all these, it's just a great thing. It's One Shining Moment. And they show, you know, kids making shots, kids crying, them jumping. It's just fucking great. So that's what I look forward to for the NCAA basketball tournament. And there were some defeats, you know, some very big surprises. Duke lost to NC State, and then Alabama is playing. What's the other? There's another team that I don't know that's in it. Whatever. I like when it's other teams. It's the fucking same teams every goddamn year. Oh, UConn. Oh, I love UConn. I mean, I think it's going to be fun to watch, even though you won't be watching if you live in Indiana near Bloomington on Saturday, because you'll be at my show at the Comedy Attic. What else do I have to say? Before I go, I want to talk about these protesters harassing Jews who are walking down the street. Some Jews have, you know, posters up. These people are violent. They're violent. They're violent towards the police. They're angry and violent and misinformed. They are misinformed. You know, there are peaceful protests. Like when, and I'm not saying the Jews are perfect, but when they do a walk in Central Park to free the hostages, no one is shouting at people who are running around the reservoir in Central Park to get exercise and like pushing them and spitting at them and telling them, you know, they're baby killed. Like no one. It's your point is there. What? Okay. I don't know if you saw this, but if you can find it, please look for it. There was a protest at a college. I can't remember the college. I did remember the college, but I can't remember it. And they were doing a sit-in and they wouldn't get up. And the police were like, you got to get out of here. This is not, you cannot sit here. You cannot block this or whatever they were doing. And one girl needed to change her tampon. Okay. And they were like, she needs to change her tampon. And the police were like, well, when she gets up, we're going to arrest her, you know, because that's, you're trespassing. And so the girl's friends called 911 while they're sitting there trespassing and breaking the law. And they call 911 or like, we have an they're like, what's your emergency? But she needs to change her tampon and they won't let her. It's like they will let her, but then she's going to get arrested. And so the operator on the 911 is like, okay, what's your emergency? I mean, it's fucking ridiculous. And then you have to find this because it's fucking unbelievable. And you just look at these kids and you're like, really? Really? And then at the end, they show of this clip. I don't know. They showed, I don't know if it was the girl with the tampon who had to change her tampon, but there was someone speaking outside crying about this tampon situation. And they were saying, oh, she's going to get toxic shock syndrome. And it's beyond, I don't know. I can't believe this shit is going on. I just cannot believe it. Can't believe it. I can't go on. It's going to aggravate me too much. I would, before I end this week's rant, I would like to introduce you to Avi, who is my new plant tree. Avi, and the reason I named him Avi, and Elisa thought of the name Avi, is because, first of all, I got Avi from one of our new sponsors, Fast Growing Trees, and I love Avi, and I love having a plant in here. And I'm getting, and for all you horticulturalists, I know that Avi needs to be put in a different pot and the stick needs to go. I know everything, it's happening, but I just got Avi. And my mother, rest in peace, Ruth Gold, would always take an avocado and plant it in the dirt after she ate it. And we had these little plants by, especially in the winter, by our sliding back door, which looked out onto our lawn in the back, our backyard. And she would plant the avocado and call and name it Avi for avocado. Get it? Avi. And it's also a Jewish name. So this is our new fig tree, Avi, okay? And welcome, Avi. and I talk to him all the time. I had another plant, Yael, who I moved into the living room because she was getting too much light. So, you know, I enjoy the plant life. I really think I do. I like walking in a room and there's a plant. It's very exciting. So, you know, I'm making my life more full. Now I need a dog. So anyway, that's all I have to say. I mean, I have so much more to say, but I'll say it next week. So I just want to say, if you are in Indiana, Bloomington, Indiana, this weekend, April 5th and 6th at the Comedy Attic, two shows, I think there's 7 and 9:15, two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. Also, on April 7th, I am in a film by MSNBC Studios, which is called Canceled. And it is about cancel culture, and it is premiering on April 7 on MSNBC, and it's a great film. Fern Perlstein is the director. Trevor Noah, his company produced it, and it's a really great film. And we did a screening, and then had a panel afterwards. And it was so intense. It's really a topic that people have very solid opinions on. And it creates discourse. It creates discussion, and that's what we need more of. So watch that. And I will be promoting that on some of the shows on MSNBC. And yeah, I'm very cool. So that is April 7th. Anyway, this has been fun. I really enjoyed it. I love you all. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Kill Me Now, which will now have a new name very soon. Kill Me Now is produced by Laura Vogel. It is edited by Colin Schmeling. It is marketed by Brittany Jo Sowards Richmond. Follow me on all of my socials at Judy Gold, JEWDYGOLD, because I'm a Jew. Thank you all for listening, especially listening to the end. I love you. I hope it gets warm soon because I'm sick of the fucking cold. Okay? So thanks again. And as we always say, so long.